Hello and welcome to our Faith Talks by Co-Church. My name is Bevan and it is such a pleasure to be connecting with you today. The whole point of these Faith Talks is really just to give you some food for thought, some insights, some biblical teaching that really helps you to grow in your relationship with Jesus. The best way that you can process these talks is with other people. We don't want these to be just a presentation. We want them to be a conversation. We want you to process, to ask questions, to share your insights as well. So the best thing you can do is just invite two or three other people to join you while you view this talk. Set up a Zoom call, share your screen, watch the talk, and then have a conversation and pray together. We really hope that these talks are helpful, and hopefully we're going to see you soon again. Did you know that the best thing that you can do for God is rest? Rest is a state where you have surrendered control. Rest is when you cease. You are inactive. You're in this place of complete trust and surrender. I love how in the book of Romans, we have the Apostle Paul sending a letter to the followers of Jesus in Rome. And Eugene Peterson, who authored the Message version of the Bible, he takes the original language and he says it like this: embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. We're talking about rhythms. A healthy rhythm leads to a healthy life and a healthy faith. A rhythm is essential in seeing a closeness in our relationship with Jesus. That as life has obstacles and challenges, it's not about life getting easier. It is about us getting better. And I know for me, and it would be the same for you, that the closer we are to Christ in that soul pursuit of growing in our loving union with Him, we do become better. Better in who we are, to better navigate the times in which we live. That rhythm begins with our daily activations. If we own the day, we will own the rhythm of life. You know that humans were made to rest. So I want to talk to you about that notion. I want to talk to you about a rhythm of rest, and I want to talk to you about a weekly rhythm of rest. We're going to go right back to the beginning, where God creates. And we would see in the biblical account of creation that there is a specific rhythm of days. We have day into night, night into day, and on each of those days, there is something being brought into creation. God is producing. And there is this flow of inception of time and space as we know it, and a sequential series of events that culminates. But what does it culminate in? I actually used to think about the culmination of that creation being in humanity, that humanity was the pinnacle of that creation. But if you look at it a little bit closer, you would realize that actually humanity wasn't the pinnacle of that series of events. Humanity was created on day 6 of the biblical account of creation. But we would know that that is not the end of that series. It actually goes into day 7. So day 7 is the culmination. Day 7 is the pinnacle of God creating. And what is day 7? Day 7 is a day of rest. God Himself calls that day of rest holy. He sets it apart where He Himself rests and calls that day a holy day. You know, we can esteem production and we can esteem humanity as the pinnacle, but actually, the pinnacle is rest. A recent book that I've been reading highlighted something that I hadn't necessarily seen before. I'm going to quote from this book. It reads like this. Striking as it is, Adam and Eve's first full day of existence was a day of rest, not work. They were created on day 6, but their first full day was day 7, which was the day of rest. He goes on to say this in the book. Their first knowledge of God and the world God had made was that rest was not an afterthought. Rest was, in fact, of first importance. Adam and Eve had accomplished nothing to earn this gratuitous day of rest. God's nature always gives rest first. Work comes later. The book is titled Subversive Sabbath, and it's written by A.J. Swoboda. And I apologize if I have pronounced that incorrectly and absolutely brutalized the pronunciation of your surname. But are you familiar with the term Sabbath? Are you familiar with the principle of what Sabbath is? If we have to look at the original word, Shabbat, it means to cease and to rest. The early people of God, through God's direction and through His guidance, they followed a particular rhythm. This rhythm, as we've spoken about, began with daily rhythms. It then actually progressed onto weekly rhythms, and then more seasonal and annual festivals. You know, there was a number of festivals and celebrations which all formed a part of their rhythm, which was essentially to keep them connected to God. It was a means by which people would remember. It was a means by which there would be distractions set aside so that focus could be on their Creator, on God. And there were a number of feasts and a number of festivals, and really there were three primary collective festivals that were of such significance that it would require the early people of God to travel into the city of Jerusalem. It was in those times that they would have extended times of worship, of celebration, of festivities, and of prayers. Those three festivals are the festivals of unleavened bread. We would know that as Passover. There is the festival of weeks, and we would know that as Pentecost. And then there was also the festival of tabernacles, or Sukkot. It was a time when there was the remembrance of them in the wilderness leaving Egypt, and we've referred to this previously, to them heading into that promise or that place of freedom that God had for them. And so there was these number of feasts and of festivals. For the early people of God, and still to this day, the most significant of festivals, the most holy of gatherings, was the weekly gathering of Shabbat or Sabbath. That time when there would be a ceasing, a resting, to have their energy placed on God. It says this in the book of Exodus in chapter 20. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. This is God Himself speaking. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall do no work, neither you or your family or servants or even animals, neither foreigners residing amongst you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that was in them, but He rested on the seventh. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and made it holy. I want to read another excerpt from that book, The Subversive Sabbath. When God created the world, He entrusted Adam and Eve with a wondrous world of potential, where they could explore, discover, play, eat, and enjoy. A new world spanned brilliantly before them. A cadence can be immediately discerned to that creation story. Let there be light. Let there be a vault. Let there be water. Let there be land. Let us make. By the seventh day, God had finished the work and he rested. So on the seventh day, there was this day set apart as holy. There is this rhythm to the week. God finished 6 days of work by resting for one. God's rhythm of work and rest soon became our framework for work and rest. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. By the seventh day is to be a Sabbath. On it you shall do no work. You will rest. From the beginning, God's own life becomes the model for human life. There is a weekly rhythm by God, and this weekly rhythm is a rhythm of rest. And can I encourage you in finding and settling into this rhythm? We have this daily activation, but we also have this time of rest. We are definitely going to be talking more and going deeper on this principle of the Sabbath in the weeks ahead. But I want to speak to you about settling that notion of resting. It can seem so counterintuitive to the society in which we live, but that is the beauty of the kingdom of God, that it is often contrary to society. In Romans, it tells us to not conform to the patterns of this world, but to be renewed, the renewing of our mind, and to look at what these rhythms are for our life. Why don't you share with each other, what is your perspective of rest? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Talk about your understanding of the Sabbath. Is Sabbath keeping something that we should even be adhering to as New Covenant believers? So chat about that, because we'll be discussing it more in the days ahead. But here is a practice. Why don't you set aside a time, just one moment this week, even if it is just for an hour, and choose to rest. Schedule in time where you are going to rest and be refreshed. This weekly rhythm will be essential in order for us to be at our optimal state, to be closer to Christ, Him closer to us. And can I pray with you? I pray, Father, that as we choose to bring about a time of rest in our weekly rhythm, that it is in that rest, in that ceasing, that we meet with you. That in that time of rest, there is refreshing and there is renewal. And I pray strength over every single person in Jesus' name. Thanks again for connecting to our talk. Please take a moment and visit our website. All of our talks, podcasts, content is going to be online as well. You can visit www.co-church.org. And if you want to contact me directly, if you have any questions, if you want to find out anything, please, I would love to hear from you. My email address is bevan@co-church.org. Hopefully, we're going to see you soon again for another Faith Talk.